All right, so let's dive into this deep dive about airport secrets. And imagine you're at the airport, you're feeling that mix of excitement and pre-travel jitters. But what if I told you there were hidden tricks and strategies to navigate airports like a total pro, turning those jitters into just pure travel joy?
And that's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to unpack this airport guide and reveal how just a little bit of knowledge can really empower you as a traveler to make your airport experience so much smoother and, yeah, maybe even score some unexpected perks along the way.
Okay, so hidden perks, huh? I'm always down for that. Let's start with the one thing I think that everybody dreads the most, and that is that security line. Everyone dreams of skipping it. But this guide claims there's actually a chance to breeze right through it without even paying for TSA pre-check.
Yeah, it's fascinating how the systems actually work in airports. Some smaller or mid-sized airports, they actually randomly assign TSA PreCheck to passengers. So it's kind of like this lottery system.
Whoa, hold on. A TSA pre-check lottery. Is this real? Could booking early or traveling during peak times, like, increase the odds of winning this lottery?
It's certainly possible. Airlines, they often prioritize frequent flyers or those who booked early for these random upgrades. So keep an eye on your boarding pass. You might just spot those magic words, TSA pre-check, and then you can just sail through security with a smile.
Yeah, that would be amazing. But even if we don't win the TSA pre-check lottery, this guide suggests a family lane strategy. What is that? Is that like politely asking to join those families with young children?
Exactly. Families often get expedited through security, just to minimize disruptions. So while the guide suggests politely inquiring about joining a family lane, remember, respecting boundaries is so important. Approach with a smile and engage the situation before asking.
Yeah, kindness and just general awareness goes a long way, especially in a really busy airport environment. Okay, now let's talk about upgrades. I feel like they're reserved for frequent flyers. But the security guide hints that there are perks, even without having elite status. So could flying with a friend who does have status, could that be the secret?
You're definitely onto something. Airlines often extend benefits to companions who are on the same reservation as an elite member. And this could mean upgrades or extra baggage allowance, maybe even access to those luxurious airport lounges. So it's almost like borrowing a little bit of your friend's travel magic.
I like that. I'm going to try that one for sure. But what about overbooking situations? Any strategies for navigating those? I've
Yeah.
always wondered like how they decide who gets bumped.
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Airlines often overbook flights because they anticipate some cancellations. And then when a flight is full, they need to accommodate those extra passengers, and that's where your opportunity is. If you present yourself well, dress neatly, arrive early at the gate, it might actually increase your odds of getting a free upgrade. It's about making a positive impression when those last-minute decisions are being made.
So it's like a little airport psychology. It's not just algorithms, it's about human interaction.
Right.
So how much does this really factor into the equation? Were we talking about a significant advantage here or just a slight edge?
Well, airlines, they certainly have their systems, but there's always an element of human judgment involved. And gate agents, they're more likely to remember those passengers who stand out positively. And so when they're faced with tough choices, like who gets the last upgrade or a better seat on a rebooked flight, a positive first impression can really make a difference.
Interesting. Okay, now let's shift from the gate to the actual flight. This guide talks about seat selection. I've always wondered if there's like a science to choosing the best seat.
There is. Choosing wisely can significantly impact your comfort, especially on longer flights. And one tip that's often overlooked is opting for seats near the wings.
Near the wings. Really? I would think that'd be the noisiest spot.
Not necessarily. Think about it. The wings are where the engines are mounted, but the fuselage, that main body of the plane that acts as a sound barrier, so sitting near the wings can actually reduce noise and vibration.
Huh. Never thought of it that way.
Oh.
Okay, I'm trying that next time I fly. This guide mentions a secret lavatory hack, specifically on those long-haul flights. What's the scoop?
All right, so here's the insider tip. On long-haul flights, the cabin crew, they often have a dedicated lavatory for their own use. So if you happen to be seated near it, politely inquiring about using it can save you from, waiting in those notoriously long lines.
Okay. It's all about comfort and minimizing hassle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's face it, lost luggage, a travel nightmare.
Right.
Any strategies to minimize that risk? The fragile sticker trick, does it really work?
It's a classic travel hack, and there's some logic behind it. Even if your bag isn't actually fragile, slapping a fragile sticker on it might increase the chances that it's handled with a little more care. and placed on top of the pile in the luggage cart, which means it's more likely to be one of the first bags on the conveyor belt at your destination.
So you're saying it's all about preferential treatment in that baggage handling process.
Yeah.
Clever. But what about weight limits? The guide talks about staying under that dreaded 50-pound mark. Why is that so important?
Well, exceeding the weight limit can often mean your bag gets tagged for, you know, special handling, which could lead to delays or even it being separated from the rest of the luggage. Plus, those fees can add up.
Yeah, they can.
So always double check, you know, your airline's baggage policy and pack strategically to avoid those unnecessary costs and potential headaches. And here's a golden rule. Always take a photo of your bag before checking it in.
Oh, good tip.
That way, if it does get lost, you have a visual record that can help airline staff track it down.
All right, good advice. Now, I have to ask about those luxurious airport lounges. They just seem like these havens of peace, but also so expensive.
Right.
Does this guide offer any secrets for accessing those lounges without going broke?
Absolutely. Day passes are your secret weapon. Some lounges offer day passes at surprisingly affordable prices, especially during off-peak hours. Also, certain travel credit cards offer reimbursements for lounge day passes, so check your card benefits. And keep an eye out for family entry perks. Some lounges allow families to enter even if only one member has access, so it's always worth inquiring.
So a little research and strategic planning can unlock those lounge perks.
Yeah.
Amazing. And the guide also mentions a website called Lounge Buddy.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Lounge Buddy is a fantastic resource for finding and booking airport lounge access at, you know, a fraction of the regular cost. And it works in many international airports, and they offer like a curated selection of lounges with varying amenities and price points. So you can compare options, read reviews, and even book your access in advance. It's like having your personal lounge concierge at your fingertips.
I'm downloading that app right now. Now let's talk about, I think, the holy grail of travel. Flying for free.
Almost free.
Almost free. Okay. So this guide claims it's possible. Is this about understanding airline overbooking policies?
You got it. When a flight is overbooked, airlines are legally required to compensate passengers who get bumped. And this compensation can range from cash and vouchers to, in some cases, a free round-trip ticket.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the key is to be flexible and proactive. If you have some wiggle room in your travel schedule, volunteer to be bumped at the gate. Airlines are often very generous with their offers to those who are willing to wait for a later flight.
So basically turning a potentially frustrating situation into a free flight.
Right.
That's what I call a travel win.
Exactly.
But how do you know if a flight's likely to be overbooked? Are there any signs to look out for?
Well, there's no foolproof way to predict overbooking, but certain factors can increase the likelihood. You know, flights during peak travel seasons, holidays, or popular routes, those are more prone to overbooking. Also pay attention to gate announcements and staff behavior. If they're asking for volunteers to switch flights, that's a strong indicator of overbooking.
Got it. Okay. I'm officially adding overbooking awareness to my travel toolkit.
Good.
Okay. This guide also mentions something called the forgotten gate advantage. What are forgotten gates? And why are they so advantageous?
Okay, so think about those gates that are tucked away at the far ends of terminals, often handling less frequent flights. Those are the forgotten gates. And because they experience less traffic, they tend to be calmer, less prone to those cascading delays that can plague busy terminals. So you might find shorter security lines, less crowded waiting areas, and even more attentive gate staff.
So it's all about finding those pockets of tranquility amidst that airport hustle. I love that. But what about those long walks to the forgotten gates? Doesn't that kind of negate the advantage?
It's a trade-off for sure, but if you prioritize a calmer, you know, less stressful pre-flight experience, those extra steps might be worth it. Plus, think of it as your pre-flight workout. You'll arrive at your gate relaxed and ready for your journey.
Good point. All right. I'm always down for a little airport cardio. But speaking of, you know, pre-flight essentials, let's talk about the universal struggle of finding power outlets at the airport. This guide claims there are secrets to maximizing our charging options. Are we talking about hidden outlets or something more strategic?
It's a combination of both. First, think beyond the obvious. Don't just look for outlets at the gate, you know, check behind seats, near gate desks, even near information kiosks or those often overlooked cleaning closets.
Uh-huh.
Some airports hide them in the most unexpected places. And here's a pro tip. Bring a power strip. Turn one outlet into multiple charging stations.
That's brilliant.
making you the ultimate airport charging hero.
I like it. Okay, but what about charging on the plane itself? Any insider tips for maximizing those in-flight power options?
Yeah, on newer aircraft, especially the 110-volt outlets, those are the ones located under or between seats. They tend to charge devices faster than those USB ports. So if you need a quick power boost, opt for those outlets. And always keep a portable charger handy for, you know, those long flights or unexpected delays. You never want to be caught with a dead battery.
Right. Good advice. This guide hints at a hidden airport lounge menu. Is this about secret menu items, or is it something more than that?
So many airport lounges, they actually do have these secret menu items that aren't advertised. And so think premium coffee blends, you know, off-menu snacks, freshly made sandwiches, even special dishes for regular visitors.
Well, wait. How do we access these culinary secrets? Is there like a secret password or handshake?
It's simpler than you think.
Okay.
Just politely ask the lounge staff if they have any hidden menu items or daily specials available. You might be surprised by what they reveal.
So a little curiosity and polite inquiry can unlock a whole new world of airport dining.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm adding that to my list. But what about those long layovers? This guide suggests airport sleeping pods as an option for catching some shut-eye.
Yeah, sleeping pods, or sometimes they're called quiet rooms, they're becoming increasingly common in airports. And some offer free short-term use, while others have affordable hourly rates. And they provide a peaceful escape from the airport bustle, allowing you to, you know, recharge and arrive at your destination feeling refreshed.
That sounds amazing. I'm already picturing myself curled up in one of those cozy pods.
Right.
But what if sleeping pods aren't available? Any other options for, you know, maximizing comfort during a long layover?
Absolutely. Keep an eye out for those reclining chairs tucked away in quieter areas of the terminal. Even player rooms can be peaceful havens for a quick nap. It's all about being resourceful and observant, finding those pockets of comfort that airports often hide in plain sight.
I love that perspective. Airports as like hidden treasure maps of comfort. This deep dive is already like transforming the way I think about travel.
That's the power of knowledge and, you know, a little bit of insider wisdom.
Well, we've uncovered a treasure trove of airport secrets already. But I have a feeling there's more to come. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll continue our journey through the world of airport hacks and travel wisdom.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, it's amazing how those seemingly chaotic airports, they actually operate on these systems, you know, with predictable patterns.
That's what makes these tips so powerful.
Right.
Understanding these patterns can really help us navigate the airport like we're pros, even if we don't fly every week.
Yeah.
Speaking of feeling like a pro, let's revisit that travel hack that we touched on earlier. Scoring incredible deals at the unclaimed baggage center.
Ah, yes. A personal favorite. So imagine this. It's a retail store just brimming with lost luggage treasures. You know, designer clothes electronics. That's the unclaimed baggage center in a nutshell. It's located in Alabama, and it's where the airlines send all those bags that never get claimed after a certain amount of time.
So it's basically like a giant lost and found turned shopper's paradise.
Exactly.
You mentioned finding anything from, you know, electronics to designer clothes there. I'm curious, though, do they like clean and organize everything, or is it just like a free for all rummage through suitcases?
They do. The unclaimed baggage center, they meticulously sort, clean, and appraise every item, and they present it in this really well-organized retail setting.
Wow.
So think of it as like a department store, but with this unique backstory and incredible discounts, you might find a brand new laptop for like half the price.
Wait.
Or a designer dress, you know, with the tag still on.
Okay, that's officially on my travel bucket list now. But let's get back to the airplane itself.
Okay.
We talked about economy versus business class, but what about premium economy? This guide presents it as kind of like the sweet spot for comfort. But upgrading often feels so mysterious.
Right.
Is checking in early the key, or is there a more nuanced strategy?
Checking in early can definitely increase your chances because airlines sometimes allocate those premium economy seats to early birds. But there are other tactics as well. For example, being polite and proactive at the gate can work wonders.
Okay.
If the flight is full and they need to reassign seats, a friendly request might just do the trick. A simple, if any upgrades to premium economy become available, I'd be delighted to be considered. Can go a long way.
So it's a mix of preparedness and assertive politeness.
Right.
I like it. But let's be honest, airport and airplane snacks, they're often overpriced and not very appealing.
I know.
This guide suggests a snack-related hack that sounds almost too good to be true. Trading snacks with flight attendants.
I know, right? It might sound unconventional, but it's actually a surprisingly effective strategy. So flight attendants, especially on those long-haul flights, they often have this stash of extra snacks, you know, maybe items that aren't included in the regular service. And so the key is to bring your own snack, something that you genuinely enjoy, and then politely offer to trade with a flight attendant.
It's like a friendly in-flight barter system.
Exactly.
But what if they say no? Do we risk snack-related embarrassment?
Well, of course, always be respectful and engage their response. If they seem busy or uninterested, you know, don't push it. But often they're really happy to share, especially if you offer something, you know, unique or homemade. It's just a fun way to connect with the crew and potentially, you know, discover some hidden culinary gems.
I'm putting together my in-flight snack trading kit right now as we speak.
Do it.
Okay, now let's talk about that travel foe that can make even the most seasoned traveler miserable. Jet lag. The guide emphasizes the importance of hydration.
Yes.
Which seems obvious, but I'm curious, like, what's the science behind it? Does water really have that much power over our internal clocks?
Well, it might seem simple, but hydration is crucial for regulating our circadian rhythms, you know, those internal clocks that control our sleep-wake cycles. And dehydration can really disrupt these rhythms and make those jet lag symptoms even worse. So staying well hydrated before, during, and after your flight can significantly ease that transition to a new time zone.
So water is like our jet lag warrior.
Absolutely.
I like it. But beyond drinking tons of water, are there other pre-flight strategies to minimize, you know, the impact of those time zone changes?
Absolutely. One very effective strategy is to gradually shift your sleep schedule a few days before your trip.
Oh.
So if you're traveling east, you know, start going to bed an hour earlier each night leading up to your departure. For westward travel, do the opposite, stay up a bit later each night. This helps your body acclimate to the new time zone more naturally, you know, minimizing the shock when you arrive.
It's like pre-travel time zone training for our bodies.
Exactly.
But what about those long-haul flights where sleep is so essential? Are there any in-flight strategies beyond, you know, the usual eye mask and a neck pillow?
Yeah. One often overlooked tip is to align your sleep with your destination's time zone as soon as you board. So even if you're not tired, try to rest or sleep when it would be nighttime at your destination. And avoid alcohol and caffeine because they can disrupt your sleep patterns and make that jet lag worse. Mm. And upon arrival, expose yourself to natural light as soon as possible. This helps reset your internal clock and adjust to that new day-night cycle.
So it's all about working with our body's natural rhythms.
Yes.
I like that. Instead of fighting against them.
Exactly. Travel can be both exciting and challenging, but, you know, understanding that interplay between our bodies and these external factors can make the experience so much smoother.
I agree. This deep dive is already, like, changing how I think about travel.
That's great to hear.
We've uncovered some really valuable tips turning what seem like travel mysteries into actionable strategies. But the journey isn't over yet.
I know there's always more to explore, so join us for part 3, where we'll delve even deeper into the art of airport navigation and reveal even more secrets for a smoother, more enjoyable travel experience.
You know, we've uncovered some pretty incredible airport secrets so far, turning like travel anxiety into traveler empowerment. But let's be honest, airports aren't exactly known for their comfort.
Yeah.
Hard plastic seats, constant announcements, the crowds, and it can be a bit overwhelming.
It's easy to get caught up in that hustle and bustle. But here's the thing. Many airports, they have these hidden oases of comfort just waiting to be discovered.
Hidden oases. Now you've piqued my interest. So we talked about sleeping pods, but what other havens of peace are we overlooking?
Okay, so think about those quiet areas or prayer rooms that are tucked away from those main thoroughfares. Those spaces are often designed for reflection and solitude. They offer comfortable seating or respite from the noise and crowds. They might not be advertised on, you know, airport maps, but they're worth seeking out.
It's like finding a secret garden in the middle of like a concrete jungle. I love that analogy. And speaking of finding peace amidst the chaos, let's revisit that strategy we touched on earlier, booking flights during those off-peak hours. Does this really make that much of a difference?
It can be transformative. Those early morning or late night flights, you know, the ones that most travelers try to avoid, they often offer just a dramatically different airport experience. Shorter lines, less crowded gates, even just a more relaxed vibe among those airport staff. It's like having the airport all to yourself.
So trading a little sleep for a much smoother, more peaceful journey. That's a trade-off I'm definitely willing to make.
Yeah.
But what about those times when delays are just unavoidable? This guide suggests discreetly inquiring about rebooking options if we suspect a flight might be delayed. So is that about being more proactive rather than just, you know, waiting for the dreaded announcement?
Exactly. If you sense a delay might be brewing, maybe you overheard an announcement or you noticed, gate agents huddled in a serious discussion, just politely approach the gate agent and ask about, alternative flights. You might be able to snag a better seat on a later flight or even find an earlier flight that's less impacted by the delay all before the crowds, figure it out.
It's all about staying one step ahead of the game.
Yeah.
I like that. But now let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about scoring amazing deals. We've already talked about the unclaimed baggage center, but are there other bargain hunting opportunities kind of lurking within those airports?
You'd be surprised what you can find if you know where to look. Keep an eye out for airport shops that are having clearance sales, especially towards the end of the season. You might find, travel essentials, souvenirs, even designer goods at really discounted prices.
So a little airport shopping can be a strategic win.
It can.
Never thought about it that way. But what about scoring deals on the flights themselves? We discussed overbooking and premium economy upgrades, but are there other ways to kind of save on airfare?
Absolutely. One strategy is to be flexible with your travel dates. If your schedule allows flying on weekdays or during less popular travel seasons, can often mean, big savings. Also consider those alternative airports. So flying into a smaller regional airport might be less convenient, but the cost savings could be substantial.
So a little flexibility and a willingness to kind of venture off the beaten path can mean more travel dollars. That's a travel mantra I can embrace. But let's be honest, even with the best deals and travel hacks, long flights, they can take a toll. We talked about combating jet lag, but what about in-flight comfort? Any secrets for making those long journeys more bearable?
One often overlooked aspect is packing strategically for comfort. Bring a travel-sized blanket, a comfortable neck pillow, noise-canceling headphones, even a small eye mask. These little luxuries, they can really transform your experience, making even the longest flights more enjoyable.
So it's all about creating our own little haven of comfort amidst, the airplane environment.
This brings us back to our original theme, understanding the airport and airplane as systems. Rather than just these chaotic spaces we have to endure, this has been a truly eye-opening experience.
It's amazing how much empowerment comes from simply understanding those systems at play and just being willing to think outside the box. With a little knowledge and a dash of adventurous spirit, we can all navigate airports like pros.
This guide has been amazing. It's been a treasure trove of secrets and strategies, turning, travel anxieties into actionable solutions.
Yeah, and remember, these tips are just the starting point.
Right.
The more we travel and observe and share our experiences, the more we all contribute to this collective wisdom, that benefits everyone.
Beautifully said. So, to all of our listeners out there, we encourage you to embrace that journey, explore with curiosity, and never stop seeking those hidden gems that make travel truly rewarding.
Yeah, safe travels, everyone. That wraps up our deep dive into airport secrets. We hope you've enjoyed the journey and are feeling inspired to navigate your next airport experience with confidence and ease.